Will we ever be able to brag again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There it is, the most enormous skyscraper in the world, and it's in Dubai.
Pretty much 1,000 feet higher than anything else ever built by man.
But not just the world's tallest skyscraper, the world's tallest everything, tallest freestanding structure, highest observation deck, highest inhabited floor. At the top, a 600-foot unoccupied steel frame, which would make it the world's longest lightning rod. It's even bigger than that TV tower in North Dakota, which is now just another hitching post. So there it is, a basically bankrupt, tiny desert emirate builds a half-mile-high building in 5 years. What's left for us to be proud of as Americans, besides the world's most intense airport pat-downs? Well, I'll tell you.
This is your Avatar.
We have Hollywood, damn it, and specifically Avatar, which this week hit $1 billion faster than any movie in history. The Dubaians may have a half-mile-high skyscraper, but we figured out a way to charge $13 for a movie, $16 for IMAX. And the 3D effect is so real that when you get out of the movie, the whole world seems to be in 3D. So nice try, Dubai, but the fact is that Avatar is on track to pass Titanic's record of $1.8 billion, which would mean that James Cameron's movies alone have grossed enough to build 2 Dubai towers. And yes, I know the Dubai Tower is real, whereas Avatar, so I'm told, is computer-generated. But just remember, no tower is really a tower until Hollywood puts a gorilla on it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.